flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
A man was having a very costly watch. When it stopped working, so that man took that watch to the watch repairer. The watch mechanic tried to fix the watch, but it didn't work. The mechanic tried every method, every way to repair the watch, but it could not be repaired. The mechanic at last stopped and said to the watch, "What is it? Why you are not getting fixed?" And the watch started speaking. The watch said, "I am so tired. I am so much worried. I keep ticking 60 times in a minute, and then again 60 into 60 into 24. And there is no rest. And I am worried, how will I go ahead if the same state of the affair continues? Will not I get tired? Will not I die?" The watch repairer was a very thoughtful person. He waited. He paused for some time and said to the watch, "Okay. What you do is, you just tick once and then repeat and then again repeat. This way you continue. So you don't have to think much. Just keep repeating, ticking and repeat, tick and repair and repeat." The watch agreed and the watch started ticking, and there was no sorrow again. It's about taking this moment. It's about living here and now. The past is the cancelled check. The future is unknown. What we have is this moment. What is going to happen through the day, we are not aware of. What happened yesterday, I can't do anything now. It's gone. That's the drama. But the drama of this moment is in my hand. We have two dramas. One is the smaller drama, another is the bigger drama. The world drama, which is predestined, which is fixed, and which can't be changed, we all know. But yet, there is yet another drama, which is the smaller drama, which is the drama of my life. And I am the creator of that drama. And that's now, and that's here, and that I decide. I am the author of that drama. I am the poet of that poetry of drama. I am the composer of that drama. I am the scriptwriter of my drama. I decide, I write. I am the master of this drama, the director of this drama. I decide how the film should be, what music, what songs, what climax, what ending, what starting, what plot and what subplots the drama should have. I am the creator of this drama, my drama. And keep creating drama every day. And drama of every day is like a scene on the big picture, and then the cumulative drama will be created. The ultimate drama would be created by combining all the smaller clips, the video clips. The big picture would get created. It's a collage. There should be continual renewal of the soul. You need to upgrade yourself every time. Upgrade to ad-free versions to avoid distractions. This is 2025 universe, and if you are stuck to 95 window soul, you need to change the spiritual operating system. Upgrade. You cannot download happiness from outside. It's there in the soul. Just refresh it. Silence is that sleep that refreshes the wisdom. Solitude is that rest. That makes alive. The lost knowledge. It's to retire within yourself and touch the core and bring newness, the spiritual newness. Newness, the spiritual newness. The art of creativity is what will sustain the soul in times of challenges, circumstances. So today is the Murli of New Year. 82 is coming to an end. And 83 is about to start. 31st December. Baba is meeting his friends. He is the spiritual gardener as well, meeting in the garden and singing songs. So it's a bilateral give and take, chit chat, conversation. Baba said, this is the moment of celebration and this is the moment of joy. So sing, compose songs, group songs, solo song, dance. Preet, meet, geet, preet. Lot of rhyming Hindi words have come. Preet is love. Meet his friend. Baba said, you are my alaukik spiritual friends. Alaukik spiritual friends are meeting in garden. And what is Baba doing? Baba is giving gifts, blessings. Baba said, this new year you celebrate as gift distribution year. Keep giving gifts of good wishes and pure intentions. Not a single soul who comes to you goes without the gift. You need to give something. Give, and in giving you receive. If you don't have, then you need to increase the stock. No matter who comes, with what intention the person comes, but let him receive something. So Baba has given few blessings in this Murli. The first, with proper methods, you achieve progress. Vidhi, Vriddhi. The expansion, the progress will take place. If you find out the correct method, perfect practice leads to perfection. So it's an art of perfecting oneself, finding new things about one's own personality, finding new aspects of one's own nature. Why do I behave like this in this particular situation? Why sudden fear and why sudden sorrow? And from where the phobia comes? Go inside and explore the world of subconscious. The hundreds of layers the realm of the unconscious, subconscious. Go with a torch in your own mind. There is a dark, stark darkness inside. But if you go with an intention, only that particular region of the mind will get lightened. So go and come back. Don't stay there. There are some unlit corners, unresolved past emotions. In this Murli, Baba also talked about Diwali and Dashera, lighting up and burning. The second is, may you be filled with all the treasures The third is you become like an angel, dropping. The body consciousness and relationships here only. One father and another get situated in this. And no matter what situations, what circumstances come, you just cross them easily. Every situation expands you. You are no more the same person. After passing through a challenge, you become a new you. So rather than creating that mental resistance flow, let things come and let things go, and they teach you. Even if there is a defeat, there is so much to learn from a defeat. Sixth, dance and rejoice and sing. And last, give gifts. Keep giving gifts. So these are the seven blessings Baba has given on New Year. With methods, you achieve progress. Your treasures should be filled. You be like an angel. One father and another have that intoxication. Challenges come and challenges go, you cross them. You sing and dance and you keep giving. This is a gift distribution year. And then Baba has also given three gifts. The first gift is the diamond key and kitchen as well. The key is one word, Baba, and kitchen is all the relationships. Be the embodiment of experiencing those relationships. The second is the bracelet of promises. What promise? That you will remain on the higher stage, higher consciousness. Newness is not about time, it's about consciousness. Newness is not about particular year, it's about consciousness. What newness I bring now, today, here, while speaking, while listening. If I listen, let me be all ears. The newness in listening, the newness in hearing, the newness in speaking. So that's the second gift, the bracelet of promises. And the fourth is the variety box. The variety box of virtues. The ornaments. Keep wearing different ornaments. So the language of the Murli is highly poetic and filled with metaphors and similes. It's a friendly chit-chat. It's the imperishable friendship. Baba said, I will not get friends like you. And you will also never get a friend like me. This is the eternal spiritual friendship. And the friend has come to meet his friends. So this Rajyoga is about celebration. It's about rejoicing. It's about dancing. But this dance is not external dance. It is the dance of stillness. The singing is not just the external singing. It is the song of soundlessness. So you can create a song. Oh Baba. and draw a diagram of this three souvenir. Write a short essay on new world. How can new thought and new second lead to new world? Our thoughts are creating the world. Our thoughts have the power to penetrate the universe. Thoughts, when focused, they become powerful. Thoughts, when focused and filled with pure feelings and pure intentions, they can impel the most the hardest coverings of heart. They have the power to penetrate the impregnable forts. Thoughts travel far and wide. They move unobstructed. So Baba said, just keep yourself elevated. No matter what's happening in the world, the oath is to stay high. You don't have to do anything with this line. It's not about complaining. It's to become like an eagle, not the duck. Just draw a bigger line. Once you draw the big line, this line automatically becomes small. This line has automatically become small without touching. The line could be a person, the light could be a situation, the line could be some event of the past, some trauma, some misery, some suffering, some fractured relationship, some unresolved emotion, some difficult to curb addiction. You are not doing anything with that. Let it stay as it is, untouched. You draw a big line. You create a new sanskar, a new habit, a new action, a new word, a new thought, a new planning, a new resolution, a new diet, a new vision, a new touch. That newness will kill the old. So upgrade yourself to the latest version, ad-free version. With more features, and which is unlimited, and with good quality pictures and videos, HD. Why to go for lower resolutions? Upgrade. Ultra. Ultra HD. The highest version. When you reach your ultimate version, miracles will happen. When you reach that highest stage of purity, miracles will happen. When the vices fall down, when the previous conditioning of the mind go away, the past, the dreadful, the sorrowful, and you elevate yourself, here the miracles will take place automatically. Complaints will go away. and complaints would be replaced by celebration. It's an internal celebration, the internal feasting, the joy. A Buddha is sitting with closed eyes. He is not dancing, but there is a dance happening in the mind. He is not singing on the street, but he is still singing. He seems to be meditating, yet he is dancing and yet he is singing. The unruffled stage of the mind, the undisturbed. Meditation is the greatest celebration of life. Om Shanti.